person could be you, though. A pretty guy with a halo. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. I'm Jules. That's Wiz over there.
Hi, everyone. It's
so. Welcome to episode 2. If you guys didn't listen to episode 1, we'll put the link on Instagram for you guys to be able to listen to it. Tonight, we're going to be talking about why do people cheat in relationships? Why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? So if you guys have been cheated on, or if you have been the cheater, please let us know what your relationship was like. Why did you cheat? We really want to know the why did you cheat. I do have a couple of stories. I've been cheated on. I don't know, Wiz, if you've been cheated on, but I've been cheated on once that I know of. I've never been a cheater. My son's father had cheated on me. We were together for a while, couple of years. And I've known him since the 7th grade. So I was like the love of his life, broke his heart a couple times. Shit happens. But we were together for a little while and he ended up moving out, finally got a job. And when he got that job, he met a girl there who he cheated on me with, who he also introduced me to at one point, who he also had a baby with. Yeah. So that was like a really crappy feeling. And when he cheated on me, I told him that I cheated on him, even though I didn't. And he got very, very mad about it. And he like refused to talk to me, refused to see his son, was so mad at me for me saying that I cheated on him when he was the one that actually did do it in the first place. Like, I never actually did cheat on him. He was just so mad at the thought that I would do that to him, although he did it to me. It was just a very strange situation. But I know it was not a good feeling. I would never cheat on anyone. I mean, I'm married now. I mean, I wouldn't do that to my husband. But it definitely really was not a good feeling at all.
No, that's definitely not a good feeling. You mentioned that he was cheating on you, but when he found out you were cheating, or just the thought of you cheating made him feel really insecure.
Yeah.
Or it made him feel really mad. So I wonder if that could be where people start cheating, where it could stem from an insecurity or not really getting something fulfilled, or even a low-key hatred for you because they think you could do better for them than them. So they branch off and cheat on you kind of like before you could cheat on them. I think that men take it really personal when they find out their girl has been cheating. We all saw that funny meme where it's like a woman's supposed to like hold it down after being cheated on, but a man's like crying when he gets cheated on. And I think it also has to do with the reasons why men and women cheat, like the why of cheating that we were going to get into. And I think a lot of times for men, cheating could just be an instant gratification way to boost their ego. And for women, it can be much more emotional.
Yeah, I agree. I really think guys just also do it out of boredom. I did look at the statistics. That's a really difficult word to say 3 times fast. But I did look at it and married men, on average, about 20% of married men cheat, about 13% of married women cheat, and then unmarried men, about 23% cheat, and about 19% of women cheat. And it did say, which I found to be rather bizarre, because I feel like on social media, I do see so many stories of people around my age being cheated on. But it did say that typically men around the ages of 60 to 69 are the ones that are more likely to cheat. I don't know if it's like you're in your old age and you want something younger. You're really bored. You're gonna die soon. I don't know what it is, but I thought that that was rather bizarre. And then a new study showed that men around the age of 50 are the ones that cheat the most. I mean, I well, don't know.
What did you say the percentage was to men who cheat?
So married men is 20%.
Yeah, I don't think unmarried a lot of men are being honest, because I think about given the opportunity, which is the key word that I'm going to use here, is opportunity. I think most men especially are as loyal as their opportunity. So if they don't have any options, they're going to be loyal. But if somebody is there at the right time, the right place, they might slip. Because yeah. What is holding them to not? Like, is it religious purposes? Is it a moral, a value? Most men, they don't really connect like having sex with something that's really as meaningful. So for them, it could be like a sport. Unfortunately, like, I feel like men are as loyal as their opportunities.
If it's a sport, why has it got to be with ugly girls?
I mean, maybe that pretty girl, like, she don't want to get nothing, you know, on her, in her, like, she might have a little more standards, where that girl that might not be so pretty, she might actually just really like to, you know, get it on, and she might be willing to do more, and she might be very easy to obtain. And, you know, I feel like women are so judgy to other women, like, what's the beauty standard? But I feel like men see a lot of women as, like, beautiful. Like, they're like, wait, what? You think she's pretty? And he's like, yeah. Just like women, yeah. Like, find a lot of men attractive where other people wouldn't understand, because maybe it's another man. And he's like, how do you find him attractive? But I think, like, when you are into, like, the opposite gender, it's not that hard to be cute.
Yeah. I don't, without, like, saying what school we went to, but we went to a school where it was very middle to high class, I guess mm-hmm. you could say. And really, like, think back at some of those girls. They're people very vanilla.
Idiot. Like, somebody in the chat said people are just idiots, so they cheat. I don't know if you could see the chat from your side.
Yeah, I can. They're just idiots. But a lot of those girls, like, when I really think about them, they're just very vanilla. And I feel like they know all of three positions. And so then guys marry them, they get bored with them, and maybe it's not really an ugly girl that they're cheating with, it's just an average girl, but she's just definitely willing to do more. I mean, pretty girls, I really do think really pretty girls really do the bare minimum. They're just not as adventurous.
Was this talked about, like, when they made a commitment to each other, was cheating off the table? Was it an unknown, like, I know that sounds bizarre and it sounds crazy, but a lot of times people jump into relationships without really talking and getting to know each other. So was that already off the table, or was that a commitment that she made for him? You know, like, where was the rules for that? Where I feel like a lot of times, like, we have these, like, unspoken, like, loyalties that we expect from each other. But and then that key word expectations could be tricky, because sometimes a conversation, you can really get to know even your man and see, like, if that's even aligned within him to want to seek out multiple partners.
Right. And what is everyone's definition of cheating? When does cheating start? Is that you're entertaining another female? Do some people think that that's not cheating? I mean, I definitely know that there are some people that don't think it's cheating.
I think cheating starts when you're lying to your partner. Like, whenever, like, that disconnect of what's going on in honesty, wherever it gets disconnected is where the cheating begins. So if you're, you know, if your coworker is the opposite sex and maybe they bring you lunch today and you go home and tell your partner, like, hey, I'm not hungry. Betty brought me a bunch of food. I think that's a little different than you coming home and never eating, but on the low, like, the girl at work's cooking for you. So I think it's how much, like, your partner is in on it, how much they know before it becomes a cheat. You know, because for me, someone that's cheating me is also lying to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the moment it becomes a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could never do that. Just like the guilt of it. I mean, don't you just feel guilty? Like you've got to say something, or maybe you're just like, I got to get out of this. I don't understand why so many people still stay.
Did you say you have never cheated on somebody in a relationship?
I've never like cheated on someone. Okay. Like, I'm not going to go out and like sleep with a guy.
Have you ever thought about it? In a relationship?
I have. Now? No, I mean, I definitely have. I think everyone's like had that thought.
And what do you think, like, what drove you to that thought? Was it a fight? Was it boredom? Like, what do you think drove you to the thought?
Just that I connected well with that particular person that maybe I thought about it with. And maybe I was like, all right, maybe it could work out with this person and I, because we really do have that great connection. And it could be like a missed opportunity if I don't. Like, maybe that is actually my person and this person I'm with isn't. And
but that connection, that connection started at some point. It could have been eye contact, it could have been a hello, but the connection was opened. So maybe the cheating began not even when you thought about cheating, but before that, like when you started giving that attention and eye contact to that other person for it to even start to feel like a connection.
Yeah. I was actually talking to one of my friends today about our podcast and what we were going to be talking about. And I asked her if she's ever cheated. So I said to her, I was like, have you ever cheated or you ever been cheated on? I was like, there's no way that you have ever cheated on anyone. Now, this girl is honestly like the sweetest, kindest, most beautiful person that I know. Like, I love her to death. And she told me that she's cheated. And I was so shocked because she's not really like shy. She's just kind of quiet. And I really just didn't picture it from her. But not in her current relationship, but in her past relationships, she has. And she had mentioned that it was with her first love. And that it was, you know, I don't really remember my first love like that, nor do I actually probably give a shit about him to really care. But yeah. I mean, there are some people that just have that bond and that connection. And I guess, you know, he would pop up and she would have the feelings again, and it would happen. And it's not that she meant for it to, but she was also not happy in her current relationship just because of the way that he was treating her. She did move, and you know, she's doing better. She doesn't talk to him anymore, and you know, she's focusing on her relationship and she's doing really well. So, but you know, it's definitely not one of her proudest moments, she says. And I mean, I'm sure it wasn't, but for her to admit that, I was surprised. Like I said, she's the kindest, sweetest person I know. I guess I really didn't expect it from her, but everyone's got their demons. Everyone's done something that they regret at some point.
Yeah, for sure. That's true.
Something I do want to know though is anyone who has cheated or been cheated on, how did you catch it? How were they caught? After how long were you cheated on? Was it like one time and he admitted it? Was it like after? I mean, I did look, and the average length of an affair is 2 years. It's a long time. I mean, I would hate to be cheated on for that long. That's too long. And then find out 2 years later. I don't think so.
I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't. Rewind. You wouldn't mind?
Like, if I didn't know. No, I'd rather not. I don't want to know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low. Because my heart just can't take it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm happy everything's good. You know what I mean? Like, hopefully no surprise, like STDs, but if someone's going to do something, they're going to do it, you know? So, but like, you could know somebody and care about them and love them, and maybe they cheat. Should that ruin a whole family? For instance, like, I know a female who, she was always like cheating on her man, right? And it's not because she didn't love her husband. She did. She gave this man 5 children, mothered all 5 of them, down for him, cleaning, cooking, doing the thing, but he couldn't fulfill her sexual urges that she had that maybe her husband wouldn't even approve of. So he divorced her, and now she's a single parent. The children are torn, depressed. He's depressed, trying to juggle all the children. She's depressed. Everyone's depressed. You know, and it all started from her cheating.
Did she ever ask him?
What if your dude was cheating with another dude? That's a good question. And it's an unfortunate question that happens every day in this country.
I mean, is that other dude gay or bisexual? Because
so the dude thing, that's trash. Like, because I can't compete with another dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a female. I could never be him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, usually you catch a man cheating, she got blonde hair, you might get your hair blonde, whatever, but you're not about to grow a penis.
You're not. And clearly, I think that if they're cheating with a dude, they're really not attracted to you. But I feel like those situations
might be fine. That's why your 2-year I don't care doesn't really work. I mean, listen, if your boy is in the closet part-time and I didn't know and I didn't assume and I didn't know, like, what do you really want me to do about it?
But
if I have a good man who's by my side, he's a great husband, we have children together, we have no issues, and he cheated on me, like, I don't know if I'm willing to give up everything we just worked hard on and, like, let the other chick have you so easy, because he's going to go with that other chick. Like, he's a baby. He needs a chick. I don't think I'm going to just let you go to that chick and get rid of you like that easy. You're actually going to suffer, and we're going to do this shit together.
I'm leaving.
Why should I just let you go to the easy bachelor life when you built all this with me? And now because this other female, something happened, you want me to give her to him? Like, I don't know if I'm going to do that.
I honestly would leave.
I'm single though, you guys.
But I'm married. And if I found out that my husband was cheating on me, no. Adios.
Maybe because you already were trying to be adios, and that's why you took the first excuse, the cheating.
Probably. I mean, that's just icing on the cake.
Well, so, like,
I'm going to go, if you're going to go find something, I'm going to go find something.
Oh, shit. So that means, like, we could do better. See, I'm talking, if you really love your man and you didn't even know the shit was going down, but you happen to walk in, but he's treating you good, like, all this shit, you couldn't, I might just walk out, like, oh. You know, oh shit, I burned my eyes today. I didn't see shit. I'll be right back. Like,
I would feel that way if it was another dude.
You'll be setting yourself up for more disappointment.
If
oh, what? Yeah, because because he's cheating. I guess that sucks. But everybody's going to cheat given the opportunity. So I just got to, if this man's a good man, 99% of the time, he's treating me well. We built a life together, children together, a family. I don't know if I'm just going to let go of him and him go with that other person for that 1% of the time he messed up and he cheated.
If the tables were turned, do you think that he would be okay with you if you cheated?
Cam sounds like one of those girls that get beaten. They say, oh, but I love him. He'll change. I mean, I don't want my man to beat me up. I'm not going to feel safe. I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. That's not comfortable. But there's a big difference between getting beat up and getting cheated on.
There is. 100%. Because
wake up, girl. You're perfect. Never settle. I mean, getting into a commitment with somebody else, you got to settle in one way or another.
I have a question. I feel like
J-Dub is a female that's like, mad. She's like, come on, bitch, wake up. Like, yeah, like maybe that's why, you know, I know why I've been single. Maybe this is why you're single, is because you expect too much out of like the partner that you're with, and you're like on your high horse, just expecting. But I hate to break it to you, every single man will cheat given the opportunity. And I stand on it. And I don't care. Y'all can be like, but my, like, maybe there's a 1%. And I'll say that. I'll stay solid. That 1%. There's people out here that might not want to.
I think at this stage in my marriage with my husband, I don't think that he would. But I do fully believe that in the beginning of our marriage, yeah, there was a chance that he probably would have. And there's a chance that I actually think that he did. Just being honest. And this was actually prior to us getting married. But he'll never admit that. I mean, if I ever really found out, or if it was something recent, I really wouldn't stay. I really wouldn't. Just the thought of him being with another woman, laying with another woman, just grosses me the fuck out. And then you want to lay in a bed next to me and spend the rest of our lives together and have me forgive you? Nah. No. That just, the thought of that just grosses me out. Like, did you use a condom? Did you use a condom?
Hopefully he did.
Yeah, you would hope so. Anyone in the comments, have you guys been the leaders and why? I want to know. I want to know from an actual, I want to know from an actual cheater. Tell me why. I did read too that a lot of housewives, I mean, it's the boredom. A lot of housewives cheat.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's probably already getting neglected from her cheating husband, and she's probably just trying to like do that get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being cheated on is fucked. I don't recommend it. Yeah, it's pretty grimy.
Yeah.
But don't think that it wouldn't happen to you, because it will. Maybe I sound a little mad and bitter, but I just see it a lot.
How many people actually cheat out of revenge?
And I think it starts with insecurities from the get. Like when you need to be fulfilled by like multiple people, you're definitely lacking something in yourself. Like if you even have the energy for that, like that's a lot. That's a lot of like lying and scheming and plotting. And it's like, damn, that's a whole job.
It is.
You'll never forgive and forget.
It's true. Women love to bring up the past. I do. I mean, yeah, people really can try to repair the damage. And I mean, someone's going to keep bringing it up. Someone's going to come home a little bit later than they were supposed to. And then they're going to say, well, where were you? Did Betty make you dinner? Like, it's just going to come up again, the insecurities, you know? And really, with the name Betty, how old is she? I mean, she sounds like an older woman. Yeah, she sounds old. She sounds like she makes you shepherd's pie or something. And honestly, though, going back to cheating with the dude, I would still stay. That I would still stay for. Like, because if he's going to cheat with the dude, all right, like.
Hold on. Hold on. What? You just said he could be gay and you're staying?
Yeah.
Hold on. What?
Because it's like, I'll go be with a dude too. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like the jealousy of like a girl or something like that. But I mean, the guy's never going to come around. And it sounds like it's just like a phase. I don't really know. I feel like I would be really more butthurt if it was a girl.
Like, oh, damn.
She's about to replace me as like a mom figure.
Man already replaced you. Like if he's cheating with a dude, your boy's gay. Like he's just with you as a cover up. And then
that's fine. I'll be a cover up. I'll help you. I will be a cover up. Just let me do what I got to do, and you do what you got to do, and pretend to be a happy family.
Oh shit, that just got toxic.
Yeah.
Chief said he could be in a whole separate life than me. What?
Yeah, just not with a girl that's gonna replace me as mom. That's how I see it. Like, it's not like he's gonna go marry this dude. It's just like there's a chance that he could go marry that girl.
He's not gonna want to be the mom. It's gonna be his girl, not his mom.
No, I know it's not gonna be his mom. What the fuck?
What?
No, like, I don't want another woman replacing me as a mom figure, you know? That's just, I guess, how I feel. Like, what if he decides to actually go be with this girl? And then next thing I know, my kids are calling her mommy, stepmommy.
That's nice of her to even sign up to be your kid's stepmom. Like, damn, that's a nice woman. I would get to know her. She might be a good person.
No. Not
I mean, I know I'm not getting with no man with all them kids. I'm not being the stepmom. I'm sorry. So, like, that's a person to, like, be willing to be in that, like, position.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would have wanted him single, but if they love each other that much, like, that's crazy.
How does it feel to be a stepmommy?
Maybe it's just like his girl. Like, it's not even like they're dating.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, for example, I mean, this is not like a cheating story or anything, but, like, for example, my daughter's father's girlfriend is definitely not stepmom. Like, 100% no at all. Yeah. Why? If she ever called him, like, if she ever called her mom, nah, there would be beef. She don't even talk to me.
Ow. Sorry. It just broke my thing. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
I feel like that's, like, a whole other topic, too. Stepmommies and daddies. The drama that comes with that.
Drama?
Drama. There's plenty of drama in that. Please. Like.
Yeah, I could see that, actually.
Yeah. Like I said, my daughter's father's girlfriend. That sounds so weird saying. She literally doesn't say two words to me. She's never said two words to me. She's never said hi to me. She's never waved to me. When they pull up, she's never gotten out of the car. Like, nothing at all. And then she'll fight in front of my daughter with her dad. And it's just wild. It's just wild.
Yeah, that's why, like, blended families, it's a lot going on, I feel, with that. But that's, like, it happens, though. Like, especially the culture in America, like, that's kind of part of it, is like blended families. It's like normal, and a lot of people are doing it. So even though there's like a lot of drama going on with that, you're still getting into it. Like, it's still happening. Yeah. Because people are moving forward. Like, if a relationship didn't work out, they're not gonna like wear black until they die. They're gonna move on with somebody.
Yeah. Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
How'd it make you feel?
Betrayed. But not because it was more like the way I was being treated, you know, like the cheating actions became apparent because like the way my partner changed right in front of my eyes, like the guilt made them a shitty person because like a lot of cheaters can't even handle it. So, like, they're doing it already because they're insecure. So, like, when that guilt makes you a shitty person, like, you start, like, you know, like, accusing the other person and just, like, being a shitty partner overall because of it. So, like, I didn't like how I had to deal with that. Figuring out I was cheated on was, like, okay, it was obvious. But when it comes to, like, the person that I'm loyal to and I think that's loyal to me, if it comes to them betraying me or cheating on me, it's really not my business. Like, I try to mind my business when it comes to that. Cause like, I don't really want to insert myself into something that had like nothing to do with me. Like, they didn't even want me involved with it. That's why it was behind my back. Like, it's really not my business. So the most I could do was just like, take that I was cheated on, lied to, or whatever, and just move on, because that person was already treating me poorly. And then to top it off, they're having an affair with somebody behind my back and treating me bad because of that. So for me, it was just grimy all the way around, because all the actions and stuff, it just, I felt like a plot, a ploy. And it was just like, it wasn't fair. It wasn't right. If that makes sense. Like, it wasn't.
It does. That sounds so painful. And then for you to say that you would stay, like,
maybe I said with the right partner, I said that somebody 99% good all the time. I didn't say an abusive person that's like accusing me and doing all that. I said my partner's perfect 99% of the time. He shit on me, I didn't know. Like, that's not my business, and I'm moving on. Like, I'm not, because if he's cheating on you and you break up with him, he's probably gonna go with that girl. So if my man was 99% perfect, I'm not gonna be willing to just give something so rare up away to the other female because of 1% time he cheated on me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's good. But I said, I don't want to know. Like, it's probably better off that I don't. So hopefully he's not stupid. I'm not really attracted to stupid men, because if I catch you, like, you're already stupid and slow and sloppy. So I probably would not like you for other reasons besides that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really respect, like, intelligence. Like, I love that. That's a turn on for me. Like, if somebody's intelligent, I'm like, wow, like, I admire them. And I think when you're able to admire somebody and respect somebody, that, like, it's different than just like a bum ass dude that happens to be also cheating on you and abusing you and treating you like shit. Like, that's raggedy, you know, that's really raggedy.
Yeah. What were the signs? Like, how did you know?
The relationship I was in, I knew because there wasn't a connection between us. Like, there was something between us. They were pulling away from me, rude to me, didn't want to spend time with me, always picking fights and then storming off with me. It was just like grimy signs like that. And I was like, you know, getting all excited, listening to music that's like loving music that maybe they weren't listening to before. They start getting ready, extra good. They leave at like 8 p.m. and stay out all night. You're like, where are you going? And all of a sudden they have like a bunch of friends to hang out with. And another thing too, it's like, as a female, like, I know, like, if I have a man, like, I study him, I know what his face reactions mean, how he breathes, like, what that means. Like, I just know him. I study him. Like, I study somebody that is very close to me. So when I notice certain patterns are off with you, like, that's my first sign right there. Like, wait, why did you do that? Because I know you, and now you're doing something so not you. And it could even be like from a certain scent you wore today. Why are you only wearing that on Wednesday nights? Like, your patterns are changing, and like, that's going to fuck with me a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think if you pick up on certain patterns too, people change and they're not doing what they were doing. And you could say like, oh, well, it's been a while. We've been together for a long time. Like, they're just getting comfortable. Like, yeah, they're getting comfortable back into that single life they were living right before they met you. Like, they're doing what they do.
Yeah.
Because there's always other girls around. There's always exes, and they're always hitting him up. And eventually, like, you know, he's going to be like, hey, he's going to like that ego boost, especially if his girl hasn't been giving him the attention he needs. Yeah, it's all into the patterns. Like King Zay Zay said, it's in the patterns. And if he's not getting that attention he was getting before, he might respond to that ex. Like, oh, hey, how's everything been? And it's that easy. That's how.
Yeah. When I get cheated on, it was just like, he's supposed to be home by like a certain time. Doesn't call me till like 10:30, 11. I ask why. Says he drove someone home from work. Come to find out it was a girl in the end. So it was like, he pretty much told me that he was cheating without telling me that it was like a female that he was bringing home, that he was driving home.
Yeah, see, that's when it's better to almost not say it. Because also, like, if somebody told me they just drove a female home, I'm going to ask them to drive me to the female's house. Because yeah. I just want to see the vibe when I get there. Like, I'm not even trying to fight or anything like that. I just want to see how they're, like, around each other, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, like let's just all go hang out. Like, I mean, why not? I mean, before you drop her off, come pick me up. Let's go get a drink together. Like, come on. I mean,
yeah, because you already got brought into it. Like when he told you what was good, like now it's open. So like, you know, that's good. But now you have that choice. He told you it's his fault. So now you can go get the drink together. Why not? Why can't you go?
Yeah. So what if you're in a relationship for a while and you're with a guy or a girl that's a homebody, and then out of nowhere, a friend pops up that they haven't talked to in a while. And they're like, oh, I'm going to go out with my girl Wiz. I haven't seen her in a while. I'm always wondering in the back of my mind, like, is my husband going to think that I'm cheating? Because I don't typically go out. Like, I feel like in some relationships, someone might be like, oh, this friend magically popped up out of nowhere. Where are they really going? Because they're always home. They never really go out or do anything. I feel like sometimes that does spark jealousy. And is this person cheating?
Did you say friend?
Yeah, friend.
Oh, they hang out with their friends.
Yeah, like, okay, so me, for example, I really don't go anywhere. Like, I work a lot. I got a family. Like, I straight up go absolutely nowhere. So, I mean, my husband's fine with it. But I've always wondered in the back of my mind, is he going to think that I'm cheating if I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to Wiz's house. We're going to go out for drinks or whatever. When he knows that I really go nowhere. Like, I feel
he
like
he might start getting worried. He might get yes. a little worried with his girl yeah. going out. But it's different because yeah. men have a different standard from them going out and a woman going out. There's like a different level there. Like in his mind, he's entitled to going out. He can handle it. He's the man. Like you can't tell him not to. But when his girl's going out, he's worried that you might talk to another man or another man might approach you and he's not going to be there to like, you know, make his presence. Yeah. He feels like he can handle himself if a woman comes up to him. Like he's a man, but you as a female, you might not be able to handle yourself when that dude hits on you. That could, you know. Men definitely have a different like double standard when it comes to. I don't mind if my girl goes out. Okay. King Zay said he doesn't mind if his girl goes out.
So if your girl or your man goes out and say they go to like a bar or a club or something like that, is dancing with someone else considered cheating? Say someone's grinding up on you. Is that, to me, that's no. No.
But this to is when it's becoming an open relationship. This isn't even cheating anymore. If your pod is going to the club and dancing with someone else, this is not cheating. This is an open relationship.
Yeah. I think that my husband has done it in the past. I feel like he's told me that like he's danced with someone and it has made me a little angry, if I recall. To me, that's a no. That's like the start of it. Like,
yeah, but what is his culture? He's not from America, is he?
No, he's Guatemalan.
Yeah, I feel like they have that dance culture where they do dance with people, though, and it's like not, I don't know.
Yeah.
They be dancing like the salsa, and they like, I saw in movies, like they bring the other girls, like girl over someone else's wife, and like it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Everything's fine.
But as long as the wife is there, though, like, I feel like it's like, yeah. Ooh, what's the agreement, though?
Yeah, what's the agreement? Do you want to elaborate more detail on that?
Yeah, I need to know. My husband, he doesn't go out much, but I do try to push him to go out and like hang out with his friends because I don't want him to ever feel like he's got to be here. And I don't mean like go out to the bar or something like that. I mean like just go hang out at your friend's house and watch like a soccer game or something. Drink some beer. But
yeah, so you have an agreement where like he can go out, hang out with friends, go for some drinks, and that's fine. And that's cool. That's good to have like Zay said, an agreement.
And I pick him up. So like if he goes to the bar or something like that, I'm the one that's picking him up. Because like I don't trust his friends to drive him home. I don't want him like trying to take an Uber or something like that. And I don't know. Who knows? But
Did you want to join the chat, Kings Isaiah? We can send you a request. Did you want to talk about those agreements, maybe? Share a situation where this applied?
Yeah, you don't have to have your camera on. You can keep your camera off, and you can just come in. You can talk about it.
That's nice.
More than one. Yeah, I want to hear it. I don't want to read it. I want to hear it.
Me too. King Zay-Zay. Take the sand.
Well, on top of that, there's also tracking, which we're going to be talking about on next week's episode. But that also comes in. Huh?
Should you track your partner?
Yeah, should you?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Just in case something happens, someone kidnaps them and you want to like save them.
You know, we were talking about getting a camera in the living room. I don't really know why, actually. Why there was
a camera in the house?
Yeah. Maybe just like in case I don't know.
Get who was talking about?
Was talking about getting one. And I think he was kind of like butthurt about this and maybe thought that I was like up to something. I don't really know. But I had said to we want to get a camera in the house because now that, you know, the kids are getting older, we want to be able to leave them alone, but we want to be able to see what's going on, you know? And I said, all right, well, that's fine. We can have one in the house. But during like the day, I'm going to unplug that because I don't need you randomly popping up on it and I'm working or in a meeting or talking or something like that. And you're listening to me, watching me. It's kind of creepy. Like, I don't think that he would ever do something like that, but I do see a lot of people. Creepy.
I would never, ever, ever do that.
I was like, I'm going to unplug it. And he was mad that I said that I was going to unplug it. He's like, no, if we get a camera in there, you can't unplug it. But I see videos on Facebook and TikTok and stuff like that. People have cameras in their living rooms or their kitchens like 24/7. And I think that's creepy.
Yeah, that's scary.
Always watching. Like, I would put it on to like watch my kids if I'm going to go to the store or something like that. But yeah, I'm going to unplug it.
Yeah, maybe like that where your children, but I know we're getting a request right now for someone in the box. I didn't know if it came in yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Oh, you had them join in?
Yeah, I sent the link. They asked for it.
Okay. Yeah, no, not yet.
To discuss the agreements.
Oh, he's coming on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear this. Then I got to write down these agreements and I got to talk to my husband about them.
You're going to write them down?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. What is this message like? Hold on one second.
Who is the person? Is it Bill?
King Zay-Zay.
Bill just popped in.
Okay, maybe he wants to talk about a few agreements in a relationship. Okay. Hey, Bill, welcome to the podcast. Welcome back.
Hey,
welcome
sorry.
Welcome back.
I'm late. Welcome back.
What do you guys want to learn?
Oh, wow. So we were wondering, like, why people cheat in relationships.
Why people cheat? Maybe they feel, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't feel confident in themselves, maybe.
Okay.
Or the relationship.
Okay. Have you ever cheated or been cheated on?
No, I have not.
Oh, wow. Jules said she'd rather her man cheat on her with another man than another woman.
Oh. That's kind of zesty, don't you think?
Yeah. I just feel like if he's going to mess with a dude, I can mess with a dude and we'll still be like a happy family.
Oh, so yeah. You're like swinging and stuff?
Or maybe the dude that he's messing with is bi and it just turns into a threesome.
Like a little three thing, like a threesome.
She's trying to add somebody to the relationship, and it's not a female.
I mean, some relationships
are. Well, he decided to add them, so I'm just saying, come on, let's go.
But when, if you bring a guy in there, you might start getting like attached to that male. He could be like, you know, bringing you down better than your man. You might, you know, you might fall in love.
That can be fall in love with that what? Guy too. You might fall in love with that dude too. Who knows?
Sheesh.
Yeah. What would you do, Bella, if your girl cheated
with a girl?
With a girl.
With a girl?
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably have to go through some counseling.
Because
she cheated on me, you know? It doesn't matter if it was a girl or a guy. I feel like it's the same.
So you think that a counselor can help your marriage more than you and her working together? You think like a third person will be able to help it more?
Yeah, because obviously it wasn't...
Like, the counselors themselves have a lot of issues, and sometimes like those counselors could be dirty. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if we weren't able to figure it out, and that's why one of us is cheating, then yes, I think it's time to bring in a third party.
Yeah. Well, at least he's, you know, willing to be counseling, because that wasn't even something that we brought up. I'm still leaving.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got another guest coming in. So we really appreciate you jumping on, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
No That's problem. You guys have a good day. All right.
All right. Bye.
I feel comfortable here. It's safe.
That's a plus. Adios.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm looking outside my window. I try to see where my luck goes. I just don't